friend of mine, Paul Wells. He was the guy who ran the Flow Communication Studio on Green Street back in the Air America days, was our producer for EcoTalk, is what the show was called at the time, and he has always been interested and concerned about our environment and where things are going, so much so that he is organizing the Earth Day events for San Francisco this weekend. So I wanted to have him on to talk about where things stand planetarily and particularly in the center of eco-activism, we like to think, and that's the very green Bay Area between Silicon Valley, bringing, you know, clean tech innovation to us, and all the green leaders and experts who either live here or work here or come to town for conferences. There's a lot going on here. So welcome to the program, Paul.
Great to be on the air with you again, Betsy, and I just want to give credit where credit is due to Douglas Kohlberg of Green Zone Productions, who's the producer of the event, and the large team of volunteers we have pulling all the elements together for what is arguably the greenest city in America, San Francisco, at our Civic Center Plaza on Saturday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's a free event, because we recognize that one of the most powerful things we can do at this point is and acknowledge the local and planetary environmental challenges we all face and work on education, have people have access to information, have access to actions they can take, organizations they can work with. We have a green, a do-it-yourself project zone, electric vehicle transportation zone, eco-fashion zones, permaculture village, wholeness, wellness village, eco-art, sustainable solar-powered, even our beer and wine gardens are solar-powered, and over 80 earth-friendly vendors are going to be there, an eco-youth zone, and such. So it's really an exciting event, which includes bands and speakers like Joshua Russell, I believe, from 350.org, and Sierra Club's Michelle Myers, and a whole lot more.
Including yours truly.
Yes, you'll be there as well.
Going to be emceeing a panel or two or introducing people. I'm happy to be participating, especially because the weather forecast looks fabulous. Looks like it's going to be about 70 degrees in San Francisco. Not unheard of, but certainly very pleasant for this time of year. No fog, lots of sunshine. And hopefully we'll get a great turnout, being the 43rd anniversary of Earth Day. Earth Day sometimes, you know, gets what I call the usual suspects, but I really hope a lot of families come out and business people and really, you know, communities from not only across the city but across the Bay.
Well, we all know that events, and as your last guest mentioned, events as Hurricane Sandy and, of course, Katrina before that, have been a wake-up call for some people about the threats that exist with the critical threats of climate change, and a response is needed, and alternative sources are needed to further polluting the air with carbon. And we all know the dangers involved in the warming of the temperatures, and we're working to educate and activate the public to energetically pursue effective green solutions to these pressing environmental issues, and I've applauded you as a pioneer in this direction.
Thank you. Well, we were doing this back last, it was last decade, between like 2005 and 2007, I think we were producing our show with you, and we felt like we were, you know, apparently early on in this, and it's still taken a while for America to wake up and smell the carbon, hasn't it?
It does take a lot of work to get people to turn around, and sometimes events are what happens that makes it happen. And people can visit EarthDaySF.org to find out more information and the links to the various organizations that are working with us to put on Earth Day San Francisco this Saturday at the Civic Center Plaza. I'm excited about the fact that I believe education and awareness has moved a lot of people to understand these challenges. Certainly, the way that we handle the goal of zero waste in San Francisco, where we separate recyclables from trash, from compost, and it's a citywide and Bay Area-wide effort. San Francisco being a place that was one of the earliest Earth Day celebrations that, that was held here.
And I remember so I was not in San Francisco, but down in the South Bay in high school, and that first Earth Day made an impression on me. Just took about 25 years to manifest itself into a passion, if not a profession, but I'll never forget, you know, sitting on the ground for an Earth Day rally and realizing, wow, this grass is, this is the Earth, this is the planet. Oh, my goodness, I sort of had this realization, kind of simple but profound.
As a scuba diver for over 20 years, and then this is, of course, it's just allegorical to save personal experience, but there has been a change that I've noticed in the amount of sea life in the places that I've gone diving. I certainly haven't gone to the Gulf and dove in there, as one of your guests has done. But there's definitely a challenge. There are large amounts of pollution in the ocean now, and as a scuba diver, I recognize that the coral reefs are the lungs of our planet, really, and need attention, need to be preserved, and working in conjunction with governments, with corporations, to find a way to create solutions so that the sustainability of our species on this planet can be preserved and continued.
It better be the case, and we better do everything we can, you know, in this generation before we pass the torch to the next, to, as Al Gore says, you know, start shoveling the dirt off the mountain and turning things around, at least begin. And of course, as I say, we baby boomers, you know, have a couple more decades in us, we hope, and you know, we can all make choices every day that have a positive or negative impact. And so
that's
important.
That's one of the things I'm excited about our event, because we have teens turning green. We have organizations that are youth organizations that, you know, literally will you know, roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty and work to make changes and recognize that the challenges are going to be their challenges.
That, do you know what the diversion rate is for San Francisco, Paul, as far as, you know, the recycling and composting and reducing waste goes?
I don't have that number at my fingertips, but
last I heard,
I
it was well over 50%.
So it definitely is somewhat lower than that, because we also we have different ways of measuring it. But a lot of the recycling that goes on in the street, of course, is with a high number of people on the street. A lot of it goes into private collections as well as public. But it's a very strong diversion rate, and on our event itself, I believe we got to somewhere around 87% last year on the event.
That's great. That's great. And are you expecting an even bigger crowd, helped by the weather?
Yes, we expect a bigger crowd, helped by the weather, helped by the awareness, helped by the desire to congregate and show that we can this Saturday. And the Civic Center Plaza in San Francisco, this is the third year in a row, and we have some great bands and over 100 vendors, and everything that's green will be on display. All the speakers fill a full page at our website, earthdaysf.org, and there's everything from a band made up of people who are 12 years old to Poor Man's Whiskey, which is...
Okay. Thanks, Paul Wells of Flow Communications and the Government and Media Liaison for Earth Day San Francisco 2013. Appreciate your being with us. And, of course, check out where you live. Many, many communities across the country will be having their own Earth Day celebrations. And remember, Earth Day must be every day if we depend on Mother Earth as we do to give us sustenance. So have a great green one, and see you next week. In the meantime, please go out and do something to observe Mother Earth.